Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Ara dine jagannathera netro savanam mahotsava hoila bhaktera prana saman. The next day marked the performance of the festival of Nandrotsava. This great festival was the life and soul of the devotees. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. After the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, during the fortnight before the Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath, having been washed, needs repairing. This is known as Angaraga. The Netrotsava festival, performed gorgeously in the early morning of the Navayovana day, constitutes the life and soul of the devotees. Pakshadina Dukhi Loka Prabhuda Adarshani Darshana Kariya Loka Sukha Poilamani. Everyone was unhappy for a fortnight because they could not see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Upon seeing the Lord at the festival, the devotees were very happy. Mahaprabhu Sukhi Lai Sabha Bhaktagan Jagannatha Darshane Karila Gaman. On this occasion, greatly happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the devotees with him and visited the Lord in the temple. Age Kashiswara Jaya Loka Navarya Pache Govinda Jaya Jala Karanga Laya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple, Kashiswara walked in front, checking the crowds of people, and Govinda walked in the rear, bringing the sannyasi's pitcher filled with water. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The karanga is a kind of water pot especially carried by Mayavadi sannyasis and generally carried by all other sannyasis. Prabodha Agi Puri Bharati Duhara Gavan Swarupa Dvaita Dhanhara Parswe Dvijan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went towards the temple, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati walked in front of him, and at his two sides walked Swarup Damodar and Advaita Charya. Pache Pache Chali Jaya Ara Bhaktagan Utkantate Gela Sabha Jagannatha Bhavan. With great eagerness, all the other devotees followed them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Darshana Lobite Kori Marjada Langana Boga Mandapi Jana Kare Sri Mukha Darshana. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected the regulative principles. And just to see the Lord's face, they went to the place where the food was offered. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. There are many regulative principles of deity worship. For example, one is not allowed to enter the room where food is offered to Lord Jagannath. But in this case, being very eager because of not having seen the Lord for 15 days, all the people overruled the regulative principles and entered the room. Trisarta Pabodha Netra Brahmana Jugala Gada Trisnaya Pie Krishnaya Vadana Kamala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath, who was Krishna himself. Bafula Kamala Jini Nayana Jugala Nilamani Darpana Kanti Ganda Jalamala. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu usually saw Lord Jagannath from a distance, standing behind the column of Garuda. But because he had not seen Lord Jagannath for 15 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great separation from him. In great eagerness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the meeting hall and entered the room where food was offered. just to see the face of Lord Jagannath. In verse 210, this action is called Marjara Langana, a violation of the regulative principles. This indicates that one should not come very near a superior. Both the Lord's deity form and the spiritual master should be seen from a distant place. This is called Marjara. Otherwise, as it is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes coming too near the deity or the spiritual master degrades the neophyte devotee. Personal servants of the deity and the spiritual master should therefore always be very careful, for negligence may overcome them in their duty. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes have been compared to thirsty bumblebees, and Sri Jagannath's eyes have been compared to blossoming lotus flowers. The author has made these comparisons in order to describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while the Lord was deeply absorbed in ecstatic love for Lord Jagannath. Bandhu lira phula jini adhara suranga ishad hasita kanti amrita tarangana. The chin of the Lord, tinged with buff color, conquered the beauty of the Banduli flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. Sri Mukha Sundara Kanti Bade Chane Chane Koti Bhakta Netra Bringa Kari Madhu Pane. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment, and the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank its honey like bumblebees. Jata pie tata trisna bade narantara mukambuja chadi netra na jaya antara. As their eyes began to drink the nectarian honey of his lotus face, their thirst increased. Thus their eyes did not leave him. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Lagu Bhagavatamrita 15538, Sri Rupa Goswami has described the beauty of the Lord in this way. Asama Uddha Madhurja Tarangamrita Varidi Jangama Stava Rolasi Rupo Gopendra Nandana. The beauty of the son of Maharaj Nanda is incomparable. Nothing is higher than his beauty and nothing can equal it. The beauty is like waves in an ocean of nectar. This beauty is attractive both for moving and non-moving objects. Similarly, in the Tantra Shastra, there is another description of the Lord's beauty. Kandarpa koti abhuda rupa shobha niraja padabja nika ancharasya kutrapi adrista sutta ramyakanter Dhyanam Param Nanda Sutasya Vakshe. I shall relate the supreme meditation upon Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The tips of the toes of his lotus feet reflect the beauty of the bodies of unlimited millions of cupids, and his bodily luster has never been seen or heard anywhere. One may also consult Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.14 in this connection. E Mata Mahaprabhu Lai Bhaktagan Madhyana Pajanta Koila Sri Mukha Darshana. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees enjoyed transcendental bliss upon seeing the face of Jagannath. This continued to midday. Sveda Kampa Ashru Jala Vahe Sava Chana Darshanera Lobe Prabhu Kare Samvarana. As usual, there were transcendental blissful symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He perspired and trembled, and a constant flow of tears fell from his eyes. But the Lord checked these tears so that they would not disturb his seeing the face of the Lord. Madhye madhye boga lage madhye darshana Bogera Samaya Prabhu Karena Kirtana. Their looking at the face of Lord Jagannath was interrupted only when he was offered food. Afterwards, they would again look upon his face. When the food was being offered to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan. Darsananande Prabhu Sabha Paris Pasarela Bhaktagana Madhyane Korite Prabodha Lanagela. Feeling such great pleasure upon seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot everything. The devotees, however, took him to his lunch at noontime. Patakale Ratayatra Habeka Janiya Sevaka Lagaya Boga Dviguna Kariya. Knowing that the crop festival would take place in the morning, all the servants of Lord Jagannath were doubling their offerings of food. Gunditsa Marjana Lila Sanchepa Koila Yaha Deki Shuni Papira Krishna Bhakti Haila. I have briefly described, says Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, the pastimes of the Lord in washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple. By seeing or hearing these pastimes, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, chapter 12, describing the washing and cleansing of the Gundicha temple. So that's the end of chapter 12, and we shall begin chapter 13, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Ratayatra. We shall begin that very soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.